Hi, everybody. This is such a, like, a weird way of setting a ramble fap, isn't it? Oh, no. Anyway, hello. Welcome to the Ellie podcast. Welcome, welcome. Anyway, the Come podcast. The AMA Come podcast, 10,000 followers stuff. Do you know what day it is today? It's my cake day. I'm officially 1 year old. I am still a baby, but I feel so old for some reason. I'm sorry. Anyway, I asked you to ask me some questions for 10k followers on Reddit, which, by the way, it's like a really huge concert. If I had to face all of you now, I would probably die of embarrassment. I had a lot of questions, I'm just gonna, light this bad boy, and I'm gonna get right into it, because I know you don't wanna wait. I'm gonna put it, okay, so what is this? It's the Lush, wait. It's the Love and Slush. I got the Flexer too. I think I'm gonna put this one, like the Lush, inside of me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna just put the other one on top of my clit. And I'm just gonna try to survive like this, because we like torture in this house, okay? Like, we have a kink for orgasm torture, okay? So, here we go. Oh, I'm Nikki, by the way. I'm in my studio, which is so weird. And, I'm just... you get it, okay? Okay. Right. God, this is gonna be so fucking difficult. I'm having a lot of lube. I've been watching a lot of porn. So I'm like really wet and dripping from like every... But like I don't... Oh my God. Okay. I don't wanna like fuck myself or whatever. So we're just gonna... I hope this isn't too loud for you, by the way. Oh my God. Okay. So, challenge. I have to answer all of your questions. This is gonna be so hard. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God. Okay, here we go. Right. Okay, wait. I can't fucking come right away. Jeez. Alright. So, okay, I'm just gonna answer all of your questions, right? Oh, by the way, fuck, wait. I'm sorry if I forgot some. I know that people sent me DMs and stuff all over, like, Twitter and Reddit and like, my Discord and stuff. But, like, my server, whatever. I'm sorry if I did. I'm so sorry if I did. Okay, carrying on. Right. Oh my God. Fuck. Okay, so first question. Shit, this is making way too much noise. I'm so sorry. Okay. Fuck. Me too. Okay, so first question. How are you so smart, funny, and good at interpreting a role? I don't know how to say that word. Interpreting? I don't know how I'm smart. I don't know how I'm funny. And, oh fuck. I'm good at interpreting roles, by training. Acting. Training. I'm sorry. Okay. What's your favorite thing to bake, cook, bread? I really like I really like baking overnight oats right now, which is just putting oats with like fuck, it's so hard to think. Oh my God. Like milk, vanilla, almond, fuck, no, it's soy milk. It's soy milk. Cinnamon and apples, and I just leave that in the fridge. Sorry. And this is so fucking hard already. Fuck. Did you know I came once before recording? Because otherwise I would have came like in 2 fucking seconds. Okay. So I like baking that. What's the perfect throat training session for you? Starts off with forehead kisses or immediate glucks? What you mean, alone or with somebody? I don't really train with anybody. I'm sorry. I like forehead kisses though. But when I'm with somebody, usually when it's the glocky glocks and it's really intense, I'm not in a position of like starting slow. Anyway, how does one become a throat goat? Besides practice, was it easy to achieve that status? I have the worst, okay? Y'all believe, I get so many messages like saying, oh my God. Saying I'm like a throat goat or whatever. Oh shit, fuck, I'm gonna come. Okay, I got messages. I'm sorry. Okay. I got like people saying throat goat and whatever. I have a huge oral fixation, but I have a hard time. Like long dicks. Like I used to have the biggest I used to have the biggest like gag reflex. I still do sometimes. It's just like it depends. It depends on the day. And oh my God. Okay. But I'm not. It's like I'm not. I wish I was able to like take everything. Just, it depends on the day. It depends on the length, and it depends on a lot of things. Oh my God. It depends on a lot of things, but I'm not usually. It requires a lot of like warming up and yeah. It's not easy. I went so far away from the question. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's not fucking. Oh my God. It's not easy. I'm not. I'm. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. But yeah. Favorite fantasies you haven't performed yet. I want to be tied up. With like shibari and like really tied up to a bed with like where my legs are up to my chest and or I'm on my tummy and my legs are just I'm just fucking exposed. It's like oh fuck. I am really anxious. And I'm scared. Okay. You wake up in a world where oral sex is illegal. Fuck no. Fuck no. How do you convince them to legalize oral sex? Okay. I would go to the chief commander. I would get on my knees and I would say, I am coming to be your cock or some shit. And then I would like put aphrodisiacs in the stuff. This is so fucking fucked up. I would drug the commander chief, right? Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, oh fuck. Yeah. Fuck, I'm gonna go. Okay, let me. I'm just taking a little break. Okay, I'm gonna put it back in like a second, but. Shit. Okay. Just a little break, right? Oh my god. Okay, so I would. Shit. I would put aphrodisiacs in this meal, and God, this feels good. My God. I would like sneak in his room like every night, to give him his like little concoctions, like little tea, like little like goodnight tea, and I would try to just like suck his dick, and I would be so good at it. I would be so fucking good at it that he would, like, he would, like, let me, like, reinstate the fucking blowjob and the oral sex. And I would, like, put, I would find out, like, what is his favorite pastry. Sorry. And I would probably find like a pastry flavored lube or whatever, and I would put it on my pussy, and I would just make him eat me out, and he would love it. I would be smart like that. Anyway, okay. Somebody. Okay, wait. I'm ready to put the thing back again. Somebody asked. Oh my god. My legs are spread so fucking far apart, and then I have to close them to keep it on my clip, because otherwise I can't. Okay. Somebody asked about the 444 meaning. It's an angel number, like a synchronicity number. It's like, it just means like good fortune and love and like guidance. I sorry. Like, I see a lot of, like, I mean, you might call me crazy, and I kind of believe in that shit, but I see a lot of, like, repeating numbers, and it's, like, angel numbers every time when I look at the clock or whatever, well, like, everywhere when I go out, whatever, I see a lot of that. Oh my god, I'm so glad that past two time's coming, I get a little bit more numb. I think I'm gonna be able to like get through this AMA. Okay. What was your first encounter with the kink concept? I.e. that sex isn't just what's portrayed in traditional Puritan. Oh fuck the French. What do you remember turning you on first on that world? Okay, oh my god, this is gonna make me look like such a fucking perv. No, oh no, okay. Okay, so there was a show that my mom liked to watch. It's gonna be weird for me to answer this question because I got introduced to like, oh my god, I don't know how to answer this question. I really don't know. Like, it was, how do I fucking do that? I was, you know, when sometimes, it's like, we're like affected by the things we see when we're like younger. Well, it kind of, like, I've always had, like, I've always, like, even when I was introduced to sex, like, it was immediately kinky to me. Like, there wasn't, I've always had, like, weird fantasies. It's like, weird, not weird, fuck. We're all fucking weirdos in there. But, oh my god. I just, like, the first time that I got something, I remember something got awakened in me, and I think it's like it happens to a lot of us, honestly. Is when I was my mom was watching a show, and I think it was called like Angelique, like Marquise, like Marquise des Anges or something. I don't know. Fuck. Oh my god. I was. There was a scene where, like, she's being, like, taken. It's a fucking old show, old as fuck. But she's being, like, I have this image. It's, like, it's still fucking ingrained in my brain. Because it's, like, it fucking shaked me for years, dude. Fuck. But she was, there was a scene where it was not sexual at all. Like, it was just not sexual. But she was so pretty. Oh, my God. But she was like, they were in like a fucking inn or whatever, and she was like taken like and like tied to a table by like two or three men, and that thing fucking awakened something in me. Oh my god. I have a thing for like being restrained and it's like being forced to take things. Sorry. Oh god, okay. Okay, so that's it. That's it. You have one final meal and no restrictions whatsoever. What do you pick? Fuck. A lot of cheese and ice cream because I'm lactose intolerant, honestly. How did you discover getting into audio related content? I was listening to an audio creator and I wanted to do it myself. When was your first orgasm and what was it like? I'm not gonna answer this question. What made you decide to be an outside for a VA? I love acting and I love telling stories. And I was already listening to people, and I wanted to do it myself. I just wanted to be a little voice slut. But I was oh my god, I was very shy, and I was not daring to act anything. I was not daring to just like be like slutty, whatever. A lot of my like beginner audios are just really like vanilla, and I mean not really, but I was my voice was like so low and like monotone, and I don't know. I've come a long way. What's the sexiest car or a guy can drive? An RX-8, Mazda, and a bike, a big cylinder. I don't know what you call them. Fuck, in English, big bikes. Do you masturbate to any of the dicks or cum shots you receive? No, I don't. If 5 times minus 9 equals 14, oh fuck you. Solve for x. Do the math. Ha 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 ha. I'm sorry. 12. Which. Fuck. Which band was this rock concert? Bad Omens? Jonathan Davis? I don't know. In this moment. Get a kink list, please. Yes, you can. Fuck, it's really hard to think right now. It's just really hard to fucking think. This fucking thing wants to get out of my pussy so bad. Sorry. Sorry. I have to, like, hold it. Oh my god. Okay, so fucking kinkless. Okay, thank Ellie. Thank kink. Okay, oh, fuck. It's so hard. It's so hard. Just what I can't think of anything. Oh my god. Okay, so fuck. Okay, so DDLG, not the heavy kind of DDLG. Daddy kink, impact kink, CNC, breeding kink. I got a really big breeding kink. Domestic kink? Hey, I don't know if that's how you say it. Like domestication, domestic. I just like to play good housewife and have a free use kink on top of that. Oh my god. Okay, you know what? This is so fucking dumb. This is so dumb. Alright. Oh my god. Okay, alright. Orgasm. Forced orgasm? Or like restrained kink with like orgasm torture? I love that shit. It's all I watch on like Pornhub. Sorry. I like to be fucking ignored. What's ignore kink? I don't know. I just basically anything that falls into the umbrella of the like, oh fuck, like a rough daddy kink. Toy control, orgasm control, house rules, fuck. Penny kink. Like I don't, not penny sniffing. Oh my god, hear me out. Not penny sniffing, but like through pennies, stuff through pennies. Humiliation kink, praise kink, degradation kink. I got a big degradation kink, but not alone. Like with the praise kink together, it's good. Otherwise, I don't like it. Okay. What is your top fetish? Impact. No, daddy kink. What's your favorite drink for alcoholic or not alcoholic? I like sweet white wine. Sweet white wine's my favorite. God, fuck. Non-alcoholic is probably, sorry, it's hard. Probably Diet Coke? I don't know. Yeah. Fuck. What's something non-sexual that someone does that you find sexy? Hands. Tattoos. I fucking love tattoos. Hand tattoos, especially. I like when someone is really assertive, but not cocky, fuck, but assertive men to me are really, really fucking sexy and attractive. Fiddling with things with their hands, it's turning me on. Like rubbing the bottom, when like somebody rubs their bottom lips, while they're concentrating on something, or just like knitting their brows together, I find it really sexy. Anyway, okay, let me. Okay, I think I'm gonna turn off this thing because it's a little bit too much. I'm just gonna just like take this out and just like keep it like on my clit or whatever, okay? Okay, fuck. Right. Oh my god. Have you ever teased anyone you don't know, like, unintentionally? That's that all of a sudden you notice, like a boner he was, I don't know. I'm not... Oh my god. I'm not really, I'm kind of shy. I mean, not shy. I'm not shy. It's not that. I just, if I did that, I've just never noticed it, because I'm not really focused on that in my everyday life. I don't look at men a lot. Anyway, can you drift? Yeah, I can. With my fingers, not in a car. I wish I did. Do French people normally kiss like what I think French kiss? Yes, we do. Oh, we do. I mean, everybody does, right? I think everybody does. But like, it's just like when, I mean, it's just for, oh my God. We don't kiss like that all the time. It's just we kiss like that when we fuck, you know? I'm like everybody, I assume. Yeah. What's a line of dirty talk that sounds hot to you in French, but absolutely awful when translated into English? I have no idea. I have no fucking idea. Oh my God. This might be silly, but what's your favorite type of cheese? I really like, I really like cheddar, or blue cheese. Does it personally get you going to know so many men and women are getting off to your stuff? Kind of. I'm happy that it helps you in that way. And I'm happy that I can give you a space where you can like let everything go, and oh my God, and just fucking like be the person you want to be, and just like imagine yourself as like a different character, like a different person, or in a situation you wouldn't like necessarily encounter. Fuck, sorry, in like real life. And I'm happy that we all get to come together. Yeah, anyway. But if it's getting me off, I don't. I've thought about it, and I like the idea. It's not making me horny, if that's your question. Okay. You've entered a contest and the winner gets $1 million. Fuck. The object is to masturbate to orgasm from a completely cold start before all other competitors. In other words, first to come wins. What the hell is that question? You're allowed to employ anything except someone else touching you. Describe in detail your strategy, technique, and how you'd go about trying to win. Okay, so I'd probably like tape a dildo to a wall, and I just get it in my throat, and I just like suck it ferociously. And then, fuck, sorry. I just get like 1,000 wands, and I just like tape them to me, like to my clit, to my entrance, to my ass, just like everywhere. I would put a lot of lube. It would be so easy for me. Like I would come in 2 seconds. Okay. What is your favorite toy from your collection, if you have one? I don't have a collection. I have like 2 toys and 2 dildos. My favorite one is a real skin dildo I bought. It's really nice to suck. What are your hard limits for a scene of audio? There can be differences, like there are things I might consume in an audio, but I will be a hard limit for me IRL. Hard limits, it's like IRL. I do some things in my audios that I don't stand for IRL, just like stuff like rape or like cheating. Oh my God. I don't fucking like cheating. I fucking hate it. I have a huge CN-seeking, but this stuff is so like difficult to do, because you have to trust like the other person, and you have to like it's really hard. It's really hard when you have a CN-seeking. It's so fucking hard to have that kink. Anyway. Oh my God, you know what I forgot in my kink list? I forgot primal kink. I just thought about that. Now I just had this image of being chased somewhere, and I love it so much. Oh my god. Can you share some recipes for pastries you bake while doing this ramble fap? No, I cannot. Oh my god. What do you think about horny baking? I'm never horny when I bake. What is horny baking? Baking while horny or naked? I would love to bake naked for someone. Fuck. Like my boyfriend or whatever. What is the kinkiest scene play you've done IRL? I've been put in a cage before, but it didn't go really well. Oh my god. Fuck. I think my favorite stuff was to be I remember I fucking pushed somebody really bad, and I fucked around and found out, basically. Had marks for fucking days. What is the most niche kink you have? I like hypno and HFO and stuff like that. Like, not many people are into it. Yeah. I like listening to, like, I like hypno, but I can't find any that I really like, so yeah. Or like that works for me. What are your one or many fantasies that you won't play out IRL? CNC. Being tied up really, 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 like, tied up with, like, shibari and stuff. I would panic. I would love to, like, do them, but I have, like, just, like rape fantasies and stuff like that. Like I said, it's just fucking hard. It's just fucking hard to, like, find somebody you trust and whatever. I just don't trust people, for that. Do you put cereal first and then milk, or milk first and cereal later? Are you a normal person, or do you want to see the world burn? What are your thoughts on cereal with water? Insane. You should be put into jail. Oh, fuck. I need to drink water so bad. I don't have any water. Fuck. Oh my god. I'm gonna come again. Fuck. Have you ever kissed consensual with females? Yes. I've never had sex with a woman, but I've kissed many. Like friends. Fuck. Do you know any other languages other than French, English? I know a little bit of Japanese. I can do like anime voices. like oh my god. Do you like anime? If yes, what is your favorite? I like Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan. I like One Piece. I like Jujutsu Kaisen. Oh my god, I like Samurai Champloo. It's very old, but it's really good. Oh my god, what kind of inspired you to make Eftomarius, and do you have a method of getting into the headspace of a dominant role? I just do what I want to be, like, what I, oh fuck, I'm sorry, I just do what I like to have done to me. I'm a huge fucking, like, sub, and god, I just like take inspiration from what I like as a sub, so any FDOM to me is just like what I want as a sub, basically. Okay. Do you have a favorite audio you've made? Fuck, oh god, I really like the Campfire College, the rape one and the cheating rape one, because it really pushed my boundaries of acting. Oh my god. Fuck. I really like Birthday Girl, but it's a really, really old audio, and I was not good at acting in this one. Oh, fuck. I like, do I have a favorite audio? My favorite audios, most of them are on, like, the other platform, whatever. I really like the Sweet GFE ones. I like the Rough Daddy ones. And it's like, I think one of my favorites right now is just, my god. Like the TDLG one I did. With like rough face fucking and like leech stuff. Oh my god. If you were going to be stuck in a space station all alone for the next year, what would you be? Fuck. I'm sorry. What would be one of your favorite toys to carry? A wand? I don't have a fucking one, and I want one so bad because I'm so into just like forced orgasm and just stuff like that. Oh my god. Okay. What's your favorite cheese? Cheddar and blue cheese. Oh my god. I'm not coming. I feel so fucking good. I feel like I could fucking take forever. Are you an exhibitionist? No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm a really, household bedroom type of girl. Fuck. I love to have toys in me when we're in public though, but I never did that, so yeah. What is the toy that makes you come the hardest? Vibrators. Well, like I said, I'm trying to buy a really powerful wand right now. Just like to be able to just come in over and over again. If you want to answer, what kind of things are you imagining, watching, listening, while playing with that said toy? Being choked. Like forced, being called names and degraded and praised, begging, like being forced basically, being like shamed, ignored and stuff like that, and just like having like my boyfriend just like force me to call him daddy and stuff like that. I'm being like, being like lying down, and just, I have this thing I think about all the time. It's either, either being forced to suck on a dildo, just like mounting on a wall when he's fucking me from behind, having my like face pressed into the mattress while I'm being like fucked. I'm thinking about that a lot. Like having like a foot on my face, just like pressing me down, it's like some kind of like humiliation stuff. It's so fucking hot. And having my boyfriend just like playing with my pussy with like a vibrator and stuff, and like forcing me to come over and over again with his dick right in my like throat. It's like, it with like him being on my side, and like his hand in my hair, my head tilted to the side of the bed, and just yeah, being used like that, and just like, I think about having a dildo, in my pussy, and just like having him put his dick in my mouth, and just like having this fucking big, fucking big dildo, like huge, right? Like it would be so hard for me to thrust it in my pussy, and then like he would tell me that He would match the rhythm of like how he fucks my throat to how I'm fucking myself with that fucking dildo. And how I would struggle, and he would shame me for struggling, and he would just like, yeah, just match the rhythm of me fucking myself to him fucking my throat. I think that's so fucking fuck. Similar question, but about humans. Who's made you come the hardest? It can include virtual audio stuff too, if you'd like, but I was thinking about IRL. Sorry, you can say that. Like, men, it's like, restraining girls and torturing their pussies. And it's like, when I say torturing, I mean with pleasure. It's like not like pain. I'm just like slapping their tits. Oh my god! I forgot. I have a huge. Oh my god, I have a huge tit slapping king too. I love having my tits slapped, especially when there's like drool or cum on them. Oh my god. Dudes, there's this like Owen Grey guy who's like very hot. There was a... Fuck, I can say that. Next question. Shit. You seem to like sloppy blowjobs. Yeah. You're one of the bestest on GWA got. I'm not. Thank you. Have you tried any messy food play before? I have. Fuck. I've tried, like, it's so silly. I tried putting whipped cream on the cock before. It was fun, but it's like, it's like, be careful with food, right? Don't put it into genitals so much. Like, I don't do that. Fuck. Oh my god. Is there any tag, any like specific tags you like to see when you pick a script? Shit. Yeah. Slice of life. Anything that's like roommate or like best friend or like a fucking cheerleader or anything that has a sassy character like bratty. Anything DDLG, anything F-sub, anything with like heavy, like throat play, heavy blowjobs. I like CNC, I'm more comfy making cheating audios, I love bull audios. Oh shit. Oh fuck. Okay. Oh fuck. Fuck, that's so good. Oh, that's so good. Oh my god. Is there a certain type of genre of scripts that you tend to gravitate towards more? Slice of life, real life stuff. I don't really like fantasy stuff, to be honest, because it's really hard to make. I liked the end product, but it takes me so long to just like do and make, and yeah. I love yandere stuff and friends to lovers and mind break scripts. Oh yeah. Those are, yeah, I just love making these type of scripts. I like making shy characters too, because I'm kind of shy IRL too. And it's like bringing a little part of me. Have you ever thought of performing more silly or outlandish scripts? Kind of like shitpost? No. Is there a certain tag or a scenario that makes you think of yourself? Yes, I need to fill this script next. Rough degradation, like self degradation, and oh, fuck, like roommate stuff. How do you pronounce croissant? Croissant. What's your favorite color? Pale burgundy. It's like a muted pink burgundy. Pale, it's like pastel. It's really hard to explain. I like black too. Do you like Dragon Ball? I don't. How do you feel about Santa? Shut the fuck up. What do you like to do to wind down from recording an audio? I watch ASMR and I take. Oh my god, I do skincare, take baths, like take care of myself, listen to music. I draw. Do you enjoy watching sports? I really don't. I'm sorry. Is there a king that you might be too embarrassed to say that you enjoy? I was kind of embarrassed to share like my CNC kink and domestic kink. I was really embarrassed about that, but I'm working on it. But I'm kind of like I don't want to like get judged because it's kind of like I don't really know. I don't want to spew some bullshit. Okay. I don't want to say something like silly or whatever. But I'm really embarrassed about that. What is your favorite sex? Wait, I gotta change my position. My god. Oh fuck. Okay. What is your favorite sex position? Mating press. Fuck, I have a few. I really like the mating press, and with like my legs really pull really far behind me, or just like pinned to the mattress, like next to my legs. I really like the standing full Nelson. I like doggy with my head pressed in the mattress, just like really getting my like ass really, really up and my face down. I like those a lot. Those are my favorite. Do you drink wine? If so, what is your favorite? Yeah, I drink sweet white wine. It's the only kind of wine I drink, cause any other wine is just doesn't taste good to me. Where's the naughtiest place you've had sex before? I'm not really like a public person. So naughtiest might have been a car, maybe the beach, but there was nobody there, so. Have you ever participated in sex with more than one partner? No, I'm a really exclusive person. I have like a fantasy. I have like a fantasy of being like used by two men, but I just know I won't be able to do that in real life. Oh fuck. What is your favorite snack? Oh my god. Oh fuck. What is your favorite snack? Fuck, Oreos, I guess. Fruit or vegetable that you find the most fun to play with? I don't play with fruits or vegetables. I don't know what that was supposed to mean. What is your height? I don't remember my height. I don't remember my height in like foot or whatever. I'm 166 centimeters. What is your bust size? I'm not gonna say that. Do you prefer a certain length for your sexual partner? I don't have a preferred length. I really don't like, I'm sorry, it's hard to think. I don't have like a preference for length. I just like, I like when it's like thick. I like meaty, like thick dicks over like lengthy. I don't really care about length, to be honest, but I just like when they're thick because they feel good in my mouth. I like to feel full. Oh my god. And I think I got the last question, which is, oh my god, do you have any tattoos? I don't have any tattoos. I'm sorry. I wanna get a 444 tattoo somewhere. I wanna get other stuff too that I can't say. But I feel like, okay, first of all, I can't stay somewhere for like a few hours because it makes me anxious. Like staying somewhere, without like the possibility to move or just like have to wait. I can't do it. And I really like I change my mind a lot, so I would be too afraid to just like change my mind, just like not like it anymore. So I don't think having tattoos it would be too good for me. But yeah. Oh my god. Okay. Shit. Yeah, so okay, I think we're done. I think we're done with the questions. We're fucking done with the questions. And so I'm gonna end this. And I think I'm probably gonna keep like just coming again because I'm really fucking needy right now. And yeah. So yeah. I came around 4 or 5 times, I think, which is good. Anyway, thank you for your questions, and I see you for my like next cake date, maybe, with another anime like that. I don't know, like a fuck machine or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, thanks for coming to my podcast or my TED Talk. Bye, bye, bye.